SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Few details are known, but a fire in a bar in the Swiss Alps has left dozens of people dead. More than 100 have been injured. Early report indicates a large fire broke out during a New Year's Eve celebration. Trump administration getting tough with child care companies that may be thinking of committing fraud. The administration freezing child care funds to all states. That move is fueled by a series of fraudulent schemes in Minnesota. President Trump has issued the first vetoes of his second term, rejecting two bipartisan natural resources bills.
Trump vetoed drinking water pipeline legislation from Republican Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado. In a social media post, Boebert suggests that the veto may have been political retaliation. Another bill vetoed by Trump would have given a tribe that had sued over the Florida Immigration Detention Center, known as Alligator Alcatraz, more control over their land. Trump appeared to acknowledge the tribe's opposition, saying that the tribe had actively sought to obstruct reasonable immigration policies by his administration. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Economist Steve Moore says Americans will have more money in their pockets in 2026 because of President Trump's big, beautiful bill. And he says that benefit will be immediate.
You start receiving that tax cut in about a week because that's when the withholding, you're going to have less money, folks, withheld from your paycheck starting in January.
2026 kicking off with frigid weather in large parts of the U.S., frosty temps and heavy snow in the upper Midwest and north, intense rainfall in other regions. And while the forecast calls for warming conditions in Florida, much of that state barely got out of the teens for a while. This is SRN News. Well, a number of notable Christian leaders passed away in 2025.
California megachurch pastor John MacArthur, whom millions came to know through his Grace to You radio show, died at the age of 86. Dr. James Dobson, founder of Focus on the Family and a giant of Christian radio in his own right, was 89 when he passed on. Best-selling author and pastor Vody Baucham and author and teacher Kay Arthur also left us in 2025. But perhaps the most unexpected death was that of Charlie Kirk, shot down in September. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians in India celebrating Christmas last week, but it wasn't easy. 80 attacks on Christmas celebrations across the country led by radical Hindu groups. International Christian Concern reports in the southern state of Kerala, children, small kids taking part in a Christmas carol procession were attacked by a group of adults. This is SRN News. Well, on New Year's Day, here's what's open and what's closed.
While schools, government buildings, post offices, courts, and banks are closed on New Year's Day, most major retailers across the U.S. will be open, with many offering deals and discounts on older inventory to clear the way for newer products. Most national grocery store chains like Albertsons, Whole Foods, Kroger, and Aldi are open, but many have modified hours. In-store pharmacies tend to be closed for the holiday, and national chains that are closed for New Year's Day include Trader Joe's and Costco. I'm Julie Walker.
Betty Boop and Blondie, among the highlights of titles entering public domain with the arrival of 2026. First cartoons featured them in 1930. And with the passage of 95 years, their U.S. copyrights have now expired. Also on the list, films like the Marx Brothers' Animal Crackers. More details, srnnews.com.